You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 62.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by ShopMessage.me, an incredibly powerful Shopify app. Do you want to know the secret marketing channel that Fashion Nova, Pura Vida bracelets, and Movement watches use to drive millions in revenue? The answer is Facebook Messenger, and it's powered by ShopMessage, the leading conversational marketing platform. When I saw how much revenue Shopify brands were making on Messenger, I was blown away, so I had to meet ShopMessage's co-founder and CEO, Arjun. I even recorded a podcast, episode 20, Learn Why Facebook Messenger is the e-commerce channel for the next decade and how you can capitalize. I just love the value that his company brings to brands. You will acquire more customers. You'll create more delightful interactive conversations. And most importantly, you're going to build brand loyalty. Now, for listeners of E-Commerce Fastlane, ShopMessage is now offering a 30-day free trial and guarantees you'll see at least a 4x ROI on your first paid month, or they'll refund the difference. So go to shopmessage.me/Fastlane. That's shopmessage.me/Fastlane and start your 30-day free trial today. Hey there, Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and now Spotify. Or you can also sign up at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when new shows are being released. Now, today I'm chatting with Roman, who is the co-founder of ShipUp, and they're a solution that's really obsessed with helping Shopify brands and other e-commerce brands really create a unique and amazing delivery experience that your customers will remember. So more than just the default order confirmation emails or order confirmation page, essentially ShipUp tracks all of your packages in one place and offers your customers a very unique and customized kind of delivery experience. And so if you're looking for a way to elevate your Shopify brand's post-purchase and delivery experience, then this episode is definitely for you. So let's jump in. So hi, Roman. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. Thank you very much for having me today.
Some people may not have heard of ShipUp before, but they can appreciate that when they have an order and they process it and then they, you know, create a shipping label and put the tracking number in, they know that Shopify has somewhat of a workflow that allows you to put the tracking information in. Maybe the label is created in the Shopify admin, UPS or FedEx or Canada Post or whatever it is. And then in it goes into the order, and then the order is now, and there's some kind of a notification that goes out from a Shopify default. But let's talk what ShipUp does that's significantly different, more on a high level first, I guess the problem that you believe that ShipUp is solving for Shopify store owners.
Very basically, the first reason why online retailers lose customers is delivery. And it's also by far the first source of complaints at customer support. On the one hand, you have online retailers that are almost blind about their delivery performance. It's almost impossible for them to have a comprehensive understanding of their post-purchase experience and of their delivery performance. They do not control this phase, and they just don't know how things work. They get no reliable KPIs about their delivery. And on the other hand, you have online shoppers that are abandoned by their merchants once the package has left their warehouse. And usually what follows happens strictly between the shipping carrier and the online shopper himself. And most of the time, delivery creates frustration and anxiety. And what we do at ShipUp is that we are integrated in real time with the tracking systems of shipping carriers, as you said. We currently cover 60 different shipping carriers all over the world. And we analyze the tracking data to detect all the key moments in the life of every package and get rid of the pollution in this data. And starting from that analytics work, we offer three different kinds of services. The first area we cover is post-purchase experience. So we block notifications between the courier and the shoppers, and we allow online retailers to send their own tracking notifications, and they control everything. They choose the channels, the triggers, the wording, the design. And in addition to that, we create a tracking page on the Shopify store of our clients so that shoppers are not redirected anymore to ups.com, for example, but instead redirected to their merchant's website. And this page drives a lot of traffic and generates conversions and repeat purchases. The second type of services we offer is different. It's designed to make customer support agents quicker and more proactive about delivery issues. For example, we have integrations with Gorgias or Zendesk, which a lot of Shopify stores use. And one of the things we do here is that we are able to create real-time tickets for customer support when a delivery incident happens. And it's very useful for lost or damaged packages or address issues, for example. We don't want online shoppers to discover the problem themselves, then call their merchants customer support. We'd rather have agents be more proactive about these issues. And lastly, our third and last type of features is basically data and analysis. So we offer a wide range of tools, of reports and dashboards so that our Shopify clients can measure and can monitor their post-purchase performance and their delivery performance.
Love the idea of the ticket creation for the delivery, or well, potential delivery incidents that happen. You know, a lot of times there's unable to locate, or there's weather issues or delays. There's a whole bunch of different things that can happen. And I totally agree, being a customer myself, you always go back 2, 3, 4 times. You're going back to, you know, the website to take a look at the tracking number to kind of see what's going on. So it's definitely a heavily used page in anticipation for something that you've ordered. But it's interesting that you're connecting to Zendesk or Gorgias, because I feel that's such a proactive and smart and intelligent way to reach, like directly reach out, because there's nothing worse than, you know, people are going to be at work. They may not know, or they're not thinking about it at this point. Maybe over lunch or in the evening times, they may log in and say, when are my packages? Or they come home from work and they don't see where their package is. The first thing they're going to do is go to that page or call customer service. Oh, now they're closed. And it's a lot of frustration, where I see automatically creating a ticket and then having it tagged accordingly in one of these CRMs, and then having some kind of proactive outreach and saying, oh, I'm so sorry, here's the current situation that's going on. And then there's lots of canned responses and certain things that could be built into Gorgias, for example, that would allow agents to proactively outreach these ones that are having these challenges. Hey, we've got your back. We understand there can be some problems and this and that, the next thing, but you know, we're on it. And then almost like an agent could take ownership, or it's escalated, or however the internal process is. Quite interesting to me that's a feature that you've thought of and currently have active in ShipUp.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a very successful one. It's always very frustrating for online retailers it's especially frustrating for online shoppers when they have to discover the problem themselves. And it's always much better when your online retailer tells you what happened. Sometimes our online retailers feel a bit uneasy with the idea that they would proactively tell their customers that something went wrong. But we do encourage them to do that, to have that honesty with their online shoppers, because in the end, it always pays off. And it's always much better than letting your online shoppers find out by themselves.
Let's talk a little bit about the founders. You're a co-founder of ShipUp. Can you just let us know about, I guess, the journey, like kind of what uniquely positions you and I guess the founding team to be experts into wanting to create a platform like this?
So in 2015, I was working for Casper, the mattress company in New York, mm-hmm. and I mm-hmm. was a data analyst there. And we had a lot of agents on the phone, and they were supposed to answer questions from our potential customers and convince them about the product. But actually, they would spend a lot of time with actual customers who were really angry about their delivery. For example, people would tell us sometimes that they lied to their boss, as UPS was supposed to deliver their package that day. Their package was worth several thousand dollars, and UPS didn't come. So these customers were really furious about their experience. And it was very frustrating for Casper because this company is brilliant in terms of marketing and acquisition, but customers would get angry eventually because of the delivery experience, which is out of the hands of online retailers. And when I realized that, I knew that there was something to do there. I convinced Terence, which is a friend of mine from business school, to join this venture. And then Quentin, an engineer and developer, joined us too. He's our CTO today. And the three of us started working on this project, and the company was incorporated in October 2016.
We'll dig into some of the clients and merchants that you have, because I know there's a significant list of, certainly, you know, because it's, you know, started off as a French company and has now been pushing internationally throughout Europe and now into North America. We'll dig into a few of those and some high profile brands that have made the decision to be on ShipUp and love it. But let's go into some specifics of the platform for those listening today. So when you fulfill an order, let's say through the Shopify admin, like I mentioned, or maybe through a third-party tool, there's usually this kind of order notification that goes out to the customer. So can you kind of walk me through how ShipUp creates a better overall customer experience?
Well, first of all, ShipUp is on the Shopify App Store, which makes our solution super easy to install for Shopify clients. It will only take you a few minutes to set up your ShipUp account coming from Shopify. And we have a great support team to help you if you need anything. And in addition to that, ShipUp has a measurable impact in terms of KPIs for Shopify stores. We talk a lot about post-purchase experience and marketing, but at the end of the day, what you want is a measurable impact. So we run very large A/B tests on a regular basis, and we measure the impact of ShipUp on four different KPIs, which are repeat purchases. We see that online shoppers that had the ShipUp experience tend to buy again more than others. We see a huge increase in terms of customer satisfaction that we measure through the NPS. We also measure the additional traffic that we will generate with the opens in the notifications, the clicks in the notifications, and then the visits on the tracking page. And finally, something we look at closely is the volume of tickets at customer support. And for example, we are able to divide by two the number of customer tickets and of refunds that are due to delivery. And very simply, it means more cash for Shopify stores. And the last thing is that you don't need to commit with us. We offer a 14-day free trial. And even after that trial, you can leave ShipUp whenever you want to. And we chose to do that because we are very confident in the quality of our product. And in the end, we have a very low churn rate. Online retailers do not choose to leave us.
That's excellent. No, I really love the idea of these kind of four main KPIs. It's a conversation that I have quite a bit with my clients and merchants overall about you can't affect what you're not tracking. And in this particular case, repeat purchase, obviously the velocity and the repeat purchase rate is, you know, is all part of the lifetime value. Customer satisfaction, not a lot of people are doing NPS scores or truly understanding the true brand sentiment. I think that's excellent that, once again, being proactive again about making sure that if something's not right in the delivery, like you said with Casper, furious customers, as big and amazing marketing engine that Casper is and a high quality product, nice to get that kind of feedback, right? You know, traffic obviously is there because, and I've, you know, I've said this before that even myself, the order confirmation page is highly used in anticipation of a product coming. What a great opportunity for marketing, certainly a customer satisfaction or a survey there. There's a lot of things that could happen on this branded page through ShipUp, which is awesome. And then obviously tickets. I totally agree with you now if you're proactive and you're not fielding all these calls and stuff through your agents and stuff with shipping issues and you're proactively outbound, just overall, just really uniquely positions your brand versus just kind of leaving it as is and just kind of waiting for the customer to contact you.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some case studies with merchants, because I think it's important to just overall just to share, you know, what's important and kind of what success, you kind of alluded to a little bit, but like what does success look like? And maybe if you have a couple merchants that you can chat about.
Yes, absolutely. We ran an A-B test last year with Birchbox, the cosmetics brand. So the way it worked is that 10,000 of their customers had a regular shipping experience, and 10,000 others had the ship-up experience. And we measured that the overall satisfaction towards Birchbox increased by 3 NPS points, which means that the tracking experience only provided by ShipUp has a big impact on the overall satisfaction of online shoppers towards the brand. And we also measured that the satisfaction towards the delivery experience increased by almost 31 points, and the impact of ShipUp there was massive, really. And additionally, we are also working with Cheers, which is a big European online retailer. They ship more than 2 million packages a year all over Europe. And they sent us a few figures they calculated internally. And they found out that before ShipUp, 64% of the complaints they would receive at customer support were due to delivery. And now this proportion has decreased to 29%, and they experienced a major decrease in terms of complaints due to delivery. And also they found out that before ShipUp, 57% of the refunds and coupons that they were granting at customer support were due to delivery. And now this proportion has decreased to 29% too. So very simply, it means a lot of cash saved on their end. And as I said earlier, there are four different KPIs we look at to measure the success of ShipUp for online retailers, which are repeat purchases, customer satisfaction, additional traffic, and finally, volume of tickets at customer support.
Yeah, it's excellent. I had a little peek at Birchbox and Cheers. So Cheers being a photo company that prints photo books.
Absolutely.
And canvas prints and whatnot. And hopefully they're going to be pushing themselves into North America. I think there's a few other players that do something very similar.
Absolutely,
But I can see the challenges of, you know, especially in this, getting photo books and things, fridge magnets and all these different scrapbooks and things that they do. And imagine that you've uploaded all your photos and you've created something really unique and you're waiting for delivery of this thing for Father's Day or Mother's Day or some kind of like event. And then you're just like, oh, here it is with ShipUp. Now you're making sure that you're proactively tracking the engagement of, you know, this order being created, shipped, and all the way through to delivery. So I think that's amazing. So we have quite a few listeners on the show. I'd even say a diverse range. We have a lot of people that are early stage startup, you know, almost side hustlers, kind of maybe still working 9 to 5, but they have this brand they're building. Some are drop shipping. Some have their own direct to consumer brand, a little bit on Amazon. They're doing their thing. Not quite a full-time gig yet where they can maybe quit their job and focus full-time on this, but as they're getting market fit and traction, those are the early stage people. Do you have any advice that you would give for those people in that current situation?
Yes, I do. Well, when you launch your e-commerce business, there are many delivery options out there. And at first, you might be tempted to choose the cheap ones. And in my opinion, as an early stage e-commerce entrepreneur, you should not see shipping as a cost on which you could save money. We've seen so many online retailers at ShipUp transitioning to new shipping carriers and new delivery options just because they made a poor choice when launching, a poor choice that had negative consequences on their NPS, on their customer satisfaction. And if you go online, it only takes a few minutes, the social media accounts of e-commerce brands, to realize how online shoppers can be furious about their delivery, sometimes ranting on the internet, telling their friends and relatives not to order on that website just because delivery was terrible. So I believe shipping is not a cost. I believe it's a massive opportunity for young e-commerce websites to differentiate from their competitors, to show to their online shoppers that they are going the extra mile. And eventually, shipping is an opportunity to have online shoppers come back and buy again.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. It really is a differentiator, I believe, because if you're just using Shopify's core default order confirmation and, you know, putting in your tracking number and letting Shopify send this out, I just think if you're not following up on it and being proactive with it and having a brand experience, I think you're missing the mark, even right from early stage. So what about those that are in the mid-market? Those, maybe they have a small team, they're eager to grow and scale. What should maybe the executive team or the marketing team, what should they be working on?
Well, I believe here that post-purchase experience is really key, and I think it's time we mention Amazon.
Okay.
Pretty much all of our online retailers are worried about Amazon. They're asking themselves, how can I compete against Amazon and other giants of online retail? You cannot compete on price with Amazon or on the number of references you offer, for example. But there is a field where Amazon is setting high standards for all the industry and where you can still compete. And this field is post-purchase experience. There is a good number of companies out there, and I think we're one of them, that can help online retailers create a post-purchase experience not only as good as Amazon, but even better than Amazon. And a good post-purchase experience will make your brand radiate online. You will get positive comments on social media. Your online shoppers will recommend your brand to the people around them. Your customer support agents will face fewer complaints, less angry customers. That's also something we hear about the customer support teams of our clients. And as an online retailer, a good post-purchase experience is a great opportunity to differentiate from your competitors. Once again, we see it with our online brands. The ones that have the higher satisfaction levels regarding post-purchase experience are also the ones that have the most engaged online shoppers.
I'd also add to the whole this Amazon effect, or even Walmart or Jet.com. There's a few other like, kind of major online marketplaces where people, even Etsy, people are selling their wares because there's lots of people there. And I still think it's a great, like an omni-channel experience by being out of these marketplaces. But I think the differentiator, I think, between maybe your own direct-to-consumer, your own Shopify brand, even though you're on marketplaces, the fact that you can build a brand, have some control, like who owns the customer. You want the email or the push or the text or the Facebook Messenger. You want to have something associated to that so you can reach out about promotional or just different events and things that are happening with the products that you sell. But I also feel the loyalty side of it, the reward side of it is very interesting because that gets people coming back. And, you know, whereas maybe
yes.
on Amazon, it's not doing that, so to speak. They're saying, hey, people that bought this might like this. And they're trying to be as proactive as they can based on your viewing habits. I get emails all the time from Amazon when I'm looking at books and different things, or something new comes out in the same category. So they're quite smart in the data that they're using. But I look at what, for example, what Gorgeous is doing and how Gorgeous connects all like the CRM, the customer order history and all their details and all mm-hmm. their communication in and out. And now we ship up having this connection to Gorgeous proactively when there are some challenges for delivery. And the fact that, hey, in these particular cases, maybe you empower your sales reps up to a certain point to offer some extra incentives or extra loyalty points, or even though it's not necessarily their fault, why not empower your frontline salespeople or customer mm-hmm. service reps to be able to make it right somehow, even though the customer knows that, you know, the Shopify brand is not UPS and you're right, the address was wrong, or UPS is stupid, or whatever it is. It's so interesting that you have that opportunity to be proactive and can give points and loyalty and really help people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's the future hold for ShipUp? I guess we're in the third quarter now of 2019. And can you share maybe a roadmap on maybe how the platform will continue to evolve, I guess, for Shopify brands?
Yeah, so our obsession really is post-purchase experience. If you take these past few years, there was a great number of difficult things in e-commerce that have become much easier thanks to great companies. And Shopify is the perfect example. Only 10 years ago, it was difficult to launch an e-commerce website. You would need a team of developers to launch your online business. And now Shopify made it super easy and super quick to launch your own online business. And it's been the same thing for online payments or online acquisition. And now we are at that point where post-purchase experience is just starting to boil and there's no awesome or comprehensive solution on the market yet. Acquisition costs for online retailers keep increasing. It's now very expensive to acquire new online shoppers. And at the same time, the customers that are really interesting, financially speaking, are returning customers. So you can pay a lot of money to acquire a new customer, but whether or not this customer will return to your website is only a matter of post-purchase experience. So naturally, online retailers are starting to compete more and more on post-purchase experience. And the whole industry is led by giants like Amazon, who are geniuses at post-purchase experience and who create the best practices in that field. And as a smaller online retailer, you want to compete with these giants. You don't want to let them eat all your market. So that defines our vision for ShipUp. We want to build the best product out there regarding all things post-purchase experience.
Great mission, great vision. That's very, very awesome, and it's cool. I'll make sure in the show notes I put links to other Shopify brands that have kind of made the decision to use your solution. And certainly if you're a customer of theirs, you'll see the whole checkout flow post-purchase-wise, and pretty exciting kind of what you guys are up to. We are nearing the end of the show, though. Do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, as you've heard, I strongly believe in post-purchase experience. Some of our listeners probably never planned to invest in delivery experience or post-purchase experience. And if this conversation leads them to maybe reconsider this decision at some point, then I'm super happy.
Sometimes the user experience is one side of maybe having a look at a website or choosing a theme, mm-hmm. And you know, and having a mission and a vision of what you're trying to do with your brand. But the CX part of that's associated similar with the customer experience and, you know, the post-purchase part of it. I think I agree with you. I think it's not on people's radar as much as it very well should be. Mm-hmm. I think cost per acquisition, I think paying money to acquire a customer may not be as difficult if you have a decent looking website, a brand, mm-hmm. and a decent product, but it's just how do you get the second sale? I think is that's where the LTV, this lifetime value, and that's where the true profitability comes from, is how do you get them to buy more and share it with their friends and repeat? And I think that's one where the post-purchase experience that ShipUp offers is compelling, and I think you should have a look at. So how can people learn about ShipUp, and where can they get the app and get going on this?
Well, you can visit the Shopify App Store and search for ShipUp and add it to your store very easily. You can check our website, which is shipup.co. And finally, I think we will add a link to the e-commerce Fastlane.
Yes, we will. So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/ShipUp. So ShipUp. And then that's going to redirect to a listener only extended trial. So typically it's 14 days is the trial. Mm-hmm. And you've been very gracious. And so go to that link and it'll redirect to a special listener only promo that I think it'd be worth your while. If you're currently just using the default notifications that are built into Shopify, it's worth your while to at least test the solution out for this extended trial period and then see for yourself, you know, how it connects to Gorgeous or how you're taking care of their post-purchase experience. So it's totally worth it. Thanks again, Roman, for coming on the show today. It's been very educational for me. It's going to be on my radar for the next little while about, are my merchants and clients, are they thinking about their post-purchase experience? Because it's so easy to look at other low-hanging fruit. And I believe this is another area that I think people need to elevate it up and put at the top of their radar, that I need to look into what exactly is happening on the whole experience, not just leading up to awareness and consideration for a brand and converting them. What's the long-term retention strategy? And part of that would be this post-purchase experience. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Steve. It was my pleasure, really.
All right, take care. This episode is brought to you by ShopMessage, the marketing channel trusted by top Shopify brands like Fashion Nova, Pura Vida bracelets, movement watches, and many more. Now don't forget, take advantage of their generous 30-day free trial by visiting shopmessage.me/Fastlane. That's shopmessage.me/Fastlane. You'll get priority onboarding and a 4x ROI guaranteed just for Fastlane listeners. So go check them out. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.